Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Snapping into position for another hour of the DJV program. Jay represented by Jay. How about them apples? Jay Kirshner is here. Jennifer's off. I think, what's today? Thursday? Tomorrow she's back. So that's that means that Victoria stands up straight and tall. Jay stands up straight and tall. Or at least they open their mouth maybe wider and stronger to get things done here on the program for Thursday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. It went from, may the fourth be with you, to have a fifth of vodka, or whatever it is that you can have a fifth of. Do they still measure alcohol in fifths? Didn't I remember, do I remember that from
measuring? I have no idea.
I don't know.
Really? Well, that's a good question to ask. let's find out the really important stuff. What's a fifth of whatever? I think a fifth goes into a flat. I don't know, but because I don't drink. But it would be, I do drink water, and I drink tea, and I drink juices, but they don't come in fifths. Last, I think there is an application of the fifth, the term fifth. I'm sure that my crack staff, the fifth of a gallon. Right, okay. So is it's like a liter, I think, Phil, right? There's Phil McGee in it.
It's all metric. We don't know metric. They gave up on Americans learning metric by the time I was in school.
Yeah, they tried it for 3 or 4 years, and it was a disaster. So, yeah, and why change what works? That has always been... It's kind of like a lot of things that we have in front of us now. People want to change this and change that. What'd you say, Phil, that in boys' rooms, in schools, in Washington or Oregon? Oregon. They're going to have tampons from now on.
In the boys' bathroom with instructions.
What? With instructions. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Boys are going to not be
boys. A lot of girls
don't
get enough instructions.
So why are there tampons? They said put tampons in the girls' room for these instructions.
Well, sure. I think that everyone could use some more instructions.
Yeah.
Why not? Well, but why put them in the boys' room? What's the point of that?
In
case girls go into the wrong room? Is this another LGBTQ moment?
Yes. If someone doesn't identify that way but still has, you know, certain sex parts, then... I don't know. I feel like every time we go down this road, it just turns into the same thing. I believe in inclusivity, and if that makes someone feel better, and it doesn't harm anyone else, which it doesn't, then that's fine.
Okay.
Condoms used to be in everyone's bathroom, too.
Condoms are in the girls' bathrooms?
Sure. Condoms are everywhere.
That? Okay. I'm not arguing the point. I just thought it was kind of strange when I heard it that would be something that would kind of be as... I don't know, you can tell by my response to it. I'm not flabbergasted, but I'm just curious, as much as anything else, as to why it would be necessary. And I don't know whether we are, here's my real question, whether we are enabling and helping people who would have the problem, but have the situation, or are we creating a situation? That's the, I don't know the answer to that, but it's a question to ask anyway. I thought it was interesting, the survey that sampled about 30,000 young people from 13 to 24 who identify as LGBTQ, and half of them said they seriously considered suicide this past year, which is horrible. We've seen a lot of anti-trans bills now in state legislatures, states' rights, all that stuff. A lot of them are focused on trans youth. It is so foreign to me, I don't feel like I'm qualified even to discuss it. I understand what happens physically when you do it, but I understand emotionally and psychologically what goes on, but I have not experienced it. I don't know anybody. Maybe you ladies, Jay and Victoria, have known someone who went through the process or who has discovered that he was born as a he and rather be a she. And how do you discover that? And how do you discuss it? There, some of the legislation that's around now restricts any discussion of sexuality. One of the problems in schools one of the things that, well, it's when we're going too fast for some people. One of the things that I remember discussing and debating when I was a school teacher back in the 60s and 70s was health education. We have mental health issues to discuss with youngsters. It's like teaching the basics of life, which we aren't doing now really a good job of in public schools. And I don't know about private schools, but I know that discussions of health include sexuality, or ought to, and they didn't, because some of the stupidos on school boards said, well, I'm going to teach the kids how to do it. No, you're not teaching them how to do it. You're teaching them to understand what goes on in their body so that they won't maybe do it, or they won't do it if they do it, which is kind of what happens naturally to youngsters when they're in their teens. They'll at least be smart enough to know what to do to create a problem. So anyway, in this survey, 53% of the non-binary young people and trans people said that they had seriously considered suicide. And that's because of, in my estimation, the way that it's handled by ignoramuses who don't get what really is going on. Now, that may sound kind of a strong statement, but I just think it's ignorant. What possible harm does it do to you? It's like gay marriage. Who cares if a couple of guys or a couple of women want to get married? How does it affect you? I remember having this rip-roaring debate with somebody many years ago when I said on the air, I don't even want to have the conversation. I remember saying it, and this was 12, 13, 14 years ago. I said that, this guy called me. We used to take a lot of calls on this program. And he said, it's going to ruin my marriage. And I laughed out loud at him. And I said, how, sir, is it going to ruin your marriage? Well, because gays getting married ruins marriage. I said, but how is that going to affect you and your wife?
Right.
And he started
what did he say?
To stumble. He didn't say anything because he didn't know what, you know. He had that pat response that people have is this, okay, the people over here who believe this way, this is what they say. They don't think about it. It's just, this is what they say. And then people over on the other side say the same, well, they don't say the same thing. They say something different, but they don't think it through. And a lot of this stuff, in my estimation anyway, the anxiety that's created by this, the depression that's created by this, people who need help and want help and are searching for help and screaming for help, they're not getting it.
No.
Instead, they get pushed aside like so much manure. And I find it offensive, frankly.
Well, and part of it, it is. And so, and part of this survey, which was, really, I think, eye-opening, it should be eye-opening for a lot of people, is that the kids who responded, fewer than 1 in 3 trans and non-binary kids said that their home is a safe space. That is...
Really?
School's not a safe place. The home isn't a safe space. I mean, no wonder these kids end up on the street. If you are a trans kid, you are, like, I forget what the tenfold is, but there is an exponential number that is going to make you land on the street and homeless than any other type of category of kid. And that's just pathetic. We're not doing anything to help anybody. It's ridiculous.
The system isn't so much, I don't know, the adjectives I use are different perhaps than the adjectives you use, and we all have different experiences with it. I care because I want people to have a good, happy, healthy life. I don't care what your orientation is. I don't give a damn whether you're gay, whether you're straight, or whether you're brown, black. I've just never cared about it. That's just me. It doesn't make any difference to me. But all of the things, if you think it through, stuff like this, or the other things that we use to separate ourselves, whether it's politics, whether it's religion, whether it's the color of our skin, whether it's our age, whether it's how much money we have, whatever it is that continues to separate us is what causes the mental health disturbances in large part, in the main, that we experience. Because as you just suggested, whether you meant it or not, everybody's got to have a safe place. No matter who you are, no matter how old you are, no matter what, you need to have a safe
home life.
Space. Yeah. I had, when I grew up, and I understand this like better than anybody, I had a horrible circumstance at home that I didn't know it at the time. I just escaped from it by going to the farm. And that was my safe space. So it created this ambiance with which I have lived all of my life. And it still is my safe place today.
And you also had a healthy place to go. There's also a big difference.
I mean,
a lot of trans kids who, you know, who don't want to go home, and maybe they already have a tough enough time at school, and then they face physical and emotional abuse at home. They either turn to living on the streets or they turn to drugs. Mm-hmm. And it's a horrible, horrible thing that's happening right now.
Not enough people just seem to,
they just don't care.
Well, but it's about education. It's not about being critical of folks. I don't think that, you know, calling people names who are intolerant doesn't get us further along down the pike.
I think there are plenty of people in legislation who understand these issues and are writing these bills.
If they did, they wouldn't write this stuff.
There's a bill. That's like saying if you are educated, you wouldn't be racist. There's still plenty of people who are racist who have educations.
Well,
that
depends on how you define education.
But the problem is we've gotten so anti-trans in this country that I think it's Oklahoma or Mississippi just put ahead a bill where even if you are an adult, you cannot seek gender reassignment or you can't seek hormonal therapy. I mean, they want to ban this for adults.
If, in fact, there's insurance involved or money, federal money,
you cannot get medical care because the doctors will lose their licenses. That's what this new bill is for. But not everyone can afford that. I know that's what everyone says. Oh, go to another state. They say that about abortion, too.
But you're frustrating yourself, Victoria. You're just going to frustrate yourself, and they'll be frustrated, too, by trying to push that stone up the hill.
This is a bill for adults.
I mean, we're getting to the point where
it's not about, quote-unquote, protecting the children, because that's what everyone hides behind. This is a bill now that even if you are an adult, you cannot be trans.
Going back to what I said a few minutes ago about education in schools, the school committee members will say, well, we're trying to protect our children from learning how to, quote-unquote, do it at an early age rather than teaching them how their body works. It's the same. You should know how the food that you digest does what it does in your system to make you stronger and healthier, and why it's better to eat good food than bad food. Yeah, it's all basic stuff. It's as simple, and I equate it to how to balance a checkbook, how to write a letter, how to do, you know, everybody's off on these new concepts. How about we just teach the basics? And that's not coming from some old fossil. It's coming from somebody who has a practical approach, I think, to life. I hope I do anyway. 18 after the hour.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch give your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who has a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. Total claims not available in all states or situations.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Are heart attack rates skyrocketing? Is it because of COVID or is there other COVID vaccines? I've seen a lot of this stuff in the news media blaming COVID vaccines. What's your response to that?
You know, a lot of people over the past 2 years haven't been coming to the doctor and doing their prevention.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now here on the DJV program with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. It's time for us to look into that closed box. We're going to open it up. Here comes the stuff from social media. And one of them has to do with something that lots of people have been talking about, including us. What happened actually on stage with that audience member when Dave Chappelle was attacked? We'll find out after this.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so Jay, this thing about Dave Chappelle, who is very controversial in and of his own thing, and I'm not someone who normally goes for the kind of stuff that he does, but I find him to be genuinely funny. That's just me. So obviously somebody in the audience named Azealia Lee didn't find him funny, and so what happened after all of that got started? This guy jumps on the stage, and what happened?
Yeah, Azealia Lee's charged. You get the shocking caught on camera video of him charging Dave Chappelle, and then security comes out, tackles him. Isaiah Lee, 23 years old, of Los Angeles, he was booked and held on $30,000 bail.
Right,
he was hospitalized after security pounced on him. The whole situation led to Isaiah Lee being put on in an ambulance strapped to an upright gurney. And I don't know if you saw in the video, Chris Rock is there, and he jumps on stage. He grabs the microphone and goes, "Was that Will Smith?"
That must have been hysterical. And probably everybody in the audience that was really, oh, my God, probably calmed him right down.
And the thing is, so this guy, he had a replica handgun that had a blade inside, and when kind of like discharged properly, the blade comes out, and nobody knows how he even got that through security, because you have to go through the metal detectors to get in.
Is it a 3D kind of thing that doesn't, maybe it wasn't metal, you can get sharp objects,
but
you can make out of hard plastic a knife. No, you can get hard plastic knives,
What this was, though. But and I think this guy had this guy's address was a homeless shelter, so I don't think he had access to a 3D printer. Just saying.
Okay, well, that's.
I like your theory, and I support it, but I don't know that this.
There are no 3D printers under the bridges of the 101, then, apparently.
No.
All right, so Chris Rock was there.
Anyway, crisis averted, though, because the guy tackled Dave
Chappelle.
He could have been stabbed, maybe even fatally. I mean, this was really close.
Yeah, and it's not even clear if this guy tried to discharge that weapon or anything, or tried to use it. So, yeah, so scary. And this is going to really, really see what's going to happen with comedy shows in the future, how much security is going to be ramped up, especially in smaller venues.
What the hell is going on with us? My God. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. On Tuesday, Mercedes EQ presents the first all-electric luxury SUV with the option for room for up to 7 people. The premiere was seen on the Mercedes Me media platform. The EQ SUV is the third model based on the new modular architecture for premium and luxury class electric vehicles. It brings the distinctive purpose design to the SUV segment. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch, give your work truck a boo-boo. Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. Full claims not available in all states or situations.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
After a leaked Supreme Court document was illegally obtained by Politico, the contents was the nation's highest court might be poised to overturn Roe v. Wade. Vice President Kamala Harris.
Roe v. Wade, in its power, has protected a woman's right, her right, to make decisions about her own body for nearly half a century. If the court overturns Roe v. Wade, it will be a direct assault on freedom.
If RVW is struck down, the laws on abortion would then be made at the state level. Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones was briefly hospitalized following a minor car accident on Wednesday evening. Jerry's son says his dad is now at home resting comfortably. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Democrats are running all three branches of the government right now, President Biden continues to attack Americans with a different political ideology.
What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz on Fox News reminds half the country the Biden administration has been and will continue coming at you for your beliefs.
We've seen with Joe Biden a politicization of the Department of Justice, a politicization of the FBI, and a weaponization of the federal government. This Biden White House has handed control of their agenda over to the radicals, over to the extreme and the socialists. Remember, this is the same president whose Attorney General Merrick Garland sent a letter to the FBI directing the FBI to target parents as domestic terrorists. This is the same president, this is the same Department of Justice that is keeping peaceful protesters from January 6th in prison, is refusing to answer questions about solitary confinement, is devoting their resources not to actually going after bad guys, but to trying to target and punish their political opponents. And it is wrong, and it's profoundly dangerous.
Dr. Martin Mower, a former Maryland-based cardiologist who helped invent an automatic implantable defibrillator, has died at the age of 89. Mower and Dr. Michael Mirowski began working in 1969 on developing the miniature defibrillator. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
TJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Heart disease is the number one killer in America. Cancer, the second. Stroke and other kinds of conditions immediately related to your dietary choices and the environmental conditions that we live in. The combination of a high carbohydrate, low protein, causes the greatest increase in insulin production, even more than the carbohydrate by itself.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 34 after the hour. This is an amazing program.
What are you laughing at?
On the Botox. That's what I'm
and?
Laughing at. Yeah. Well,
what about it?
Listening
don't
to the
knock it till you try it.
No, okay, yeah,
it's
right.
It's wonderful.
Is it? Well, yeah. I dated somebody for a few years who lived in L.A., and she introduced me to Botox, and wanted, she had it all over the place, and wondered whether I ought to have some, too, and I took offense to that because I didn't think that I needed it, and I think that's what happens, especially with men.
Well, no one needs
men.
It. I mean, you don't, like, need it to survive.
Well, isn't it, doesn't it have some sort of medicinal value, though? Isn't there in some circumstances some
application? Oh, sure. You can use it. Yeah, they use it for if you have TMJ, like if you grind your teeth at night, it can help loosen up those muscles so your jaw doesn't get too tight. Yeah. They use it for sweating if you are a perfusive sweater.
I've heard about that one where they'll inject into your armpits.
Yeah, my friend and my brothers had a sweaty palm kind of disorder, and Botox injections completely cured it. And then they also use it for migraines. It's amazing for migraines.
That'd be okay. That makes some sense. Other than that, just take it.
But men have to be really careful. Men have to be careful with Botox because it can backfire with men really quickly.
How so?
It doesn't look natural, and a lot of times it's kind of...
I don't think it looks natural on anybody.
Well, it depends
wait
what you're doing.
Wait, Jamie. We look fabulous.
Yes. Well, it depends, like, how much filler some people are getting. Because not all injectables are the same. Some fillers are not the same as Botox.
All right, little background information here.
Pump up those little apple cheeks.
We have been on the air with the DJV program since Victoria joined. We changed the name of the program. It was Good Day before that when Jennifer and I were doing it alone. And then along came Jay. So now the three of us have the same sort of discussions that I've always had and thought that this program ought to have, open and honest discussions about the issues of the day. And, you know, whether or not to inject yourself with Botox, I guess, is as good an issue as anything. So, anyway, the ladies, because of their proficiency in discussing the issues with me and among themselves, have won a very prestigious award for which we will receive recognition in Los Angeles at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel on May 24th. And so around that, we're having there's a big dinner that night. It's like the Oscars, actually. It's big. You'll see a lot of people on the red carpet, yada, yada, yada. So the night before, I decided we'd all get together. And as most of you know, my two children live in Los Angeles. Brendan and Megan and Miles, who is Megan's 7-year-old son, we will all have dinner. The people on the program and associated with the program, Phil and Bob and Mike, all the people that are associated on the air and behind the scenes, we're going to have a big dinner Monday night. And so I can hear the conversation starting now with Megan and I can see Sophie, Brendan's wife, okay? So, we'll be trying to have a conversation that brings in everybody. And then Victoria and Jay and Jennifer and Megan and Sophie will start a discussion about Botox or something like that. And we'll just sit there and look at each other because it'll take over.
That's not true at all.
Yes,
Jen doesn't use Botox. Neither does Sophie. No. It's just Jay and
Megan.
Megan
doesn't either. Yeah, okay.
Okay, so then we're not going to be talking about Botox. And that's also, if your daughter was here, I would love to speak for her right now and say that that's insulting that you think that the level of our conversation is that super.
I'm not saying that the level of all the conversation. I can see people
we just got called vapid.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
We won this amazing award, these vapid bimbos who can only talk about Botox.
There you go. Round of applause for the good guys. By the way, speaking of... I'll dovetail this as well as I can or as awkwardly as I can, because Mother's Day is on Sunday. What have you thought? This is a public service. What have you done already? What have you planned to do? What are you going to do for your mom on Mother's Day? If you haven't given it any thought yet, then perhaps you might want to do that because mothers, without our mothers, we aren't really going to have too much going for ourselves, are we? So think about that. Think about something. I noticed the only reason I've been looking at Mother's Day things all day, all week. And I sometimes have fun with, the most amazing mother in my life at the moment, or has been, is Megan. And now Sophie has a child with Brendan, and that's pretty amazing, too. And what Megan used to say to me was the best Mother's Day present she ever got was Miles. And so, how do you argue? How do you go, you don't best that? You don't have to best it. Just give her something, your wife or your mother, whoever it is that has been the most important female in your life. Give them something that's cool. And so if you think about it today, Thursday, you got a few days to come up with something other than that silly rat trap of going into the grocery store on Sunday morning and buying some old rotten flowers that are about to die. That's not exactly what I would consider to be a wonderful Mother's Day present. How do you like that for ambiance, ladies? Pretty good, huh?
I agree with you. Flowers are so overrated.
Unless you love flowers, I love getting flowers, and I don't get them enough.
That's true.
Hey, Liz.
I am like, if you're going to get me a bouquet, make it balloons.
Yeah, okay. Balloons. How about balloons and flowers together?
That's up my alley. No, candy.
Balloons, flowers. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Or maybe tickets to the zoo. I noticed a number of zoos around are offering special Mother's Day packages. I don't know how that would go over. Okay, Mom, let's go to the zoo. When I think of my mother, I think of going to the zoo.
No, you know what it's about? It's take the kids to the zoo, let Mom have her own personal space and peace and quiet. That's what my friends want
who are moms. Yeah. Just take the kid away and just let me be in the house alone. Yeah. Give me quiet time.
At any rate, you get the gist of my suggestion. And speaking of things to celebrate, I had a political rally yesterday that I attended and helped support. And the lady, she's the president of the Massachusetts Senate that we were supporting. And she's very smart and is a fabulous leader, but she's not a great speaker. And so she brings in she brings in the fourth. Because yesterday everybody was saying, May the 4th be with you, recognizing that it was the May 4th, 1977, when the first Star Wars movie opened up. And so that, like, everybody wants to be in with it now. They want to, okay, you get it? May the 4th be with you? And maybe the same things happen on Cinco de Mayo. This is my father's birthday. Back in May 5th, 1914, my father was born. And he struggled through life. Because his mother died when he was very young and his father ran off and married somebody else, so he was on the streets. He was raised kind of by his aunts, but I remember it was so confusing for him. Imagine growing up and not knowing when your birthday is. My father didn't know what his birthday was, and it wasn't until my former wife, who was never my father's favorite by any stretch of the imagination, she did the research, and this is long after we got divorced. We just stayed close. The family stayed close all through the years. So my wife went to Boston and did the research, spent like 3 or 4 days finding my father's birth certificate, and she gave it to him, I think it was on his 80th birthday, and my father melted. The only time I ever saw my father cry was when his best friend died, even when my mother died, I don't remember, yeah, I think he cried a little bit, but I never saw him cry and his relationship with Tony changed overnight because she had answered a profound question. Just imagine, I couldn't imagine it, not knowing when you were born, where you were born, he knew who his parents were, but it was astounding. And so I think about that because it was the 5th of May. Some people thought it was the 4th of May. Some people thought it was the 6th of May, and his family, they didn't ever remember. So, it was the Cinco de Mayo, not because of what happened in Mexico, but because of what happened here in my own family. It's an important day. But if you go back to 1862, when Mexico intervened, the French were all over the place trying to overtake Mexico, Maximilian and the Emperor Napoleon and all this other baloney that was going on then. It was a dicey time, not only in Mexico, but in Texas as well, in our Southwest. Because at that time, the borders weren't secure. Talking about secure borders. The border with Mexico, actually, if you get right down to it, has never been secure. If you go back to the history of the southeastern part of our country and the fact that there was a blend there, and there still is, of Mexicans, that's why they called it New Mexico, because it really was an extension of Mexico, and there were no real boundaries, especially Southern California. Jennifer could tell you stories about that. To fast forward to today, or thinking back to what happened on the Cinco de Mayo in 1862, how many of you remember studying Benito Juarez, the president of Mexico? They were trying to overthrow him, and that's what happened. That's why we have Juarez and El Paso. And by the way, thinking about that, I saw the new movie with Liam Neeson last night called Memory. And even though our own Chuck Curry thinks that Liam Neeson has been making a lot of just turn-em-out movies, this one is not like the last two or three. I like Liam Neeson. It's an actioner. I kind of like those sort of movies. But it's a story about what goes on the border between El Paso and Juarez, in essence. The trafficking, the corruption, the things, and it brings it into a present day kind of a practical understanding of what goes on, not what you read or you hear from reports of reporters, but the story, the gritty stuff that people don't want to talk about much. So I think that's something significant. I would, by the way, if you like those kind of movies, I would tell you to go see Memory. And it ties in, obviously, not only is the story of Mexico and America and the trafficking, there's a complicated sort of script because he's going through early onset Alzheimer's. And that's part of the story. He's a hitman, but he doesn't remember, you know, who he's supposed to hit. But he knows he doesn't want to hit a young girl that he was told, and that's what the story is built around. I don't want to be a spoiler, but it's really an interesting. I mean, think about the concept: an old hitman losing his memory. It's an interesting concept, interesting story. Speaking about old hitmen who are losing their memory, our friend Mr. Putin seems to be on his last legs, whether anybody knows it or not. I've heard a lot of stuff in the last 24 hours that leads me to believe that he may not even be in control anymore. There are some tycoons who were were public yesterday talking about, these are guys that were friends of Putin's, business people have been set up, KGB people, and they talked to Putin the day before and the day of the invasion. And the reason that they did, Putin gathered them all together and told them to move their cash and to do as much, put everything that you've got in some kind of offshore holding in some place you think is safe. Well, a lot of them put them in Switzerland. And you know what happened to that. Pretty much every Russian oligarch, any Russian who's got any money in any bank in Switzerland, it's all been frozen. Pretty much assets all around the world. And nobody goes to bank in China. China has lots of money, but when's the last time you heard of anybody putting their money in China? Have you ever heard of that? Huh? I don't know of anybody put their money in China. So anyway, let's hold a bad thought for Putin and a good thought for the Ukrainians. At 48 past the hour, this is the DJV Show.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get access. Well, not anymore, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with deals like our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month and no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for $249, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Tweak this sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly. All for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Past the hour now. This is the DJV program, and it's Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan joins Doug Steffen. That would be her and me. Is that the correct pronoun? It is you, and it is me. But when I refer to you in the third tense, it's her, right? You are her, not you are she. Got that?
Mm-hmm.
Straightened out? Good, okay. So we have a deadline to deal with. I thought the deadline had passed for this, actually.
Oh, it has several times.
Real ID for, I don't know, a couple, 3 years. So what's the scoop?
Right. So here, okay, so Real ID, in case you're like, wait, that used to sound like a familiar phrase. Well, pre-COVID, the Real ID was your enhanced driver's license that everyone was supposed to have by 2020.
Yeah.
Well, it's been moved so many times, I don't even remember now. This started with September 11th, the attacks on September 11th, 2001. And this was a bill that was passed, the Real ID Act of 2005. And this was recommended, it was made by the 9/11 Commission, to have an enhanced driver's license, which basically it gives the government more access to, which a lot of people don't like, but it gives the government more access to who you really are. So now here's so the problem, though, is the deadline that where everyone needs a Real ID in order to fly domestically, that deadline has been moved around several times. Now they have set a brand new deadline, and this is going to be May 3rd of 2023. So we have just about a year now. All U.S. travelers who are 18 and older will have to have a real ID in order to fly. You can also use your if you don't get a real ID, you can always use your passport. But it's not great to travel domestically with your passport if you don't need to. It's always a chance of losing it. And yeah. So it's better to just get the real ID.
So how do children, what about children that don't have a driver's license? How do they have to use their...
If you're 18 and over, 18 and older, you have to have a real ID. If you are younger than that, kids traveling domestically with an adult don't need to provide identification if you are younger than that. So if you're 18 and older, that's where those are the people who need to have it. Now, the other thing is all 50 states, including the District of Columbia, and four of the five U.S. territories are now already issuing real ID licenses. So you can go and get one at any time, and you might want to beat the rush. Because if you wait until the last minute, like most people will, you might find that, you know, the requirements and the documentation that you have to put together can be kind of a pain. Each state has a different requirement, so go onto your own state's website, and you can just search whatever your state is and then use the phrase real ID, and it will come up with what you need to go to the DMV with. Now, you can't do it online. You have to do it in person, so make sure you schedule some time for it. The other thing is, I will say, you may want to wait a little bit. From personal experience. We were visiting in Vegas for the long weekend, and our buddy just moved from New Jersey out to Vegas. He has a real ID, and it won't scan anywhere because they don't have the technology yet. So you might find that if you are going and any place that is scanning a license, whether it's a bar to check your age or, you know, any time you need to show your ID, a lot of states don't have the technology yet to properly scan a real ID. So I would say maybe give yourself 5 or 6 months, and everyone will be ramped up at that time.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, this is your word to the wise. Let's hope that's sufficient. Up next here, a little bit of technology from your friends at Starbucks. That's next on the DJV program.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic, deals on Mother's Day gifts. Moms are the best and deserve the best, which is why I went to Kohl's and got Nike tees for under $30, jewelry for just $19.99, and slippers for under $17. Leave it to you to find all the savings. What can I say? Like mother, like daughter. Did I mention you can get an extra 15% off or even more with a Kohl's card? Your mom would be so proud. Select styles, Nike Salons, May 8th, coupons do not apply, 15% off lines May 15th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All right, what's the scoop with Starbucks now?
Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz, who's back for like the third time, he explained to investors during their Q2 earnings presentation that Starbucks is adding a new concept of ownership and community-based membership models. Basically, what they want to do is create a series of Starbucks-branded NFTs, and the ownership of which
initiates... What's an NFT?
Non-fungible token. We've been hearing about this a lot now. These NFTs are basically like an investment into something digital. And so Starbucks wants to start doing that. However, NFT sales right now are flatlining. So it's probably a little too late.
Or too early, one or the other. All right, 59 passed.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. PPR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.